Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the strawberry letter.
All right, nephew, thank you. Subject, you are not as fine as you think, okay? Dear Stephen Shirley, recently I noticed that there are a lot of women that think they got it going on and don't mind bragging on how fine they are. There is nothing that turns me off more than a woman that thinks she is God's gift to man. Nothing. You know who I'm talking about, the ones that walk around like their ish doesn't stink. I was married to a gorgeous sister, and the best thing about her was the fact that she wasn't stuck on herself and she always had a great attitude. Women don't realize that looks will fade in the long run. It's a great personality and brains that will matter most. Most men are idiots and will lie to women to get what they want from them, but not me. So, since being single, I'm having trouble meeting a good woman that has something to bring to the table besides looks. I was raised by a good woman that was a teacher for 35 years, and she was smart, down to earth, and she took care of her body and family. I'm well-traveled, speak two languages, and I have a great job, but I've met many women that have no ambition to rise above their current status in life. Their conversational skills are low, and all they want to talk about is social media or current movies. If you mention politics, the conversation dies because they aren't up to speed with current events. These women are like a Ferrari with no engine, useless. I can't just have a fine woman to show off. I need one that enjoys good conversation and the finer things in life. Is it wrong to think that women should bring a little something to the table besides looks and a great body? Can you please help me out here? Well, who died and made you judgment of all? I mean, come on, seriously. Let me get this straight. You don't like women who you say brag about how fine they are. And let me ask you something. There's a whole bunch of stuff going on in the world. I mean, you know, this current president. I mean, just, you know, I mean, everything that's going on in the world. And the thing that turns you off most in the world is a woman who talks about how fine she is. Really? How shallow are you? And let me also say this. You don't like a woman who brags about herself, but in the letter you say you were raised by a good woman. You're well traveled. You speak two languages. You have a great job. Okay, what are you doing? You're bragging about who you are. I think you're very judgmental. I think the line you say about these women are like Ferraris with no engine. You call them useless. I mean, who made you judge and jury? That's what I'm trying to figure out. And what do you want a woman to bring to the table? I think most women know that looks will fade and things like that. So, you know, a lot of people say while they have it, they flaunt it. Okay. While they have it, they flaunt it. But you, young man, you, what are you bringing to the table? Seriously, but a lot of judgment, but a whole lot of judgment. You say, you even talk about, men, you say most men are idiots and will lie to women to get what they want from them, but not you. So since being single, you have trouble meeting a good woman that has something to bring to the table besides looks. So obviously you like good looking women. You like that. Obviously, because that's what you talk about mostly. And what, I don't know a man alive that doesn't love a beautiful woman. I mean, so why don't you get to know them a little more? Why, you know, it's nothing wrong with being confident and, you know, knowing what you look like and appreciating your oneself and all that. I thought men liked confidence. Are you tearing that whole, is that a myth now? Because that's what it sounds like to me. These women are confident. They know who they are and all of this. And, you know, I think you're very judgmental. I think you're braggadocious as well. And I think that this is what you're going to attract because this is what you're putting out there. There are plenty of beautiful women with brains and ambition and stuff like that. Why don't you try, instead of judging them, why don't you try to find that in your life? Jesus, I'm mad at him. I don't like him that much. I'm mad at him. Mm-hmm. They're useless. He called women useless. Women are like a Ferrari with no engine. Come on. I don't like you. You're judging. You're judging them. I don't care for that. All right, Junior, your turn.
This is nobody but an old, unattractive, judgmental ass man. This is it. Uh-huh. That's all you is. And then here's the other thing, too. That's why the last one left. Because you're so judgmental. Mm. I was married. Oh, you not married no more? Oh, your old ugly ass ain't married no more. Because, see, people that single, they don't write into this show. They ain't got time. They single. They meeting. They going on dates. Mm. Now, here you is right into some strangers, and you want to help your problem. Your problem is you judgmental. Mm-hmm. How dare you speak of women like that? Man, my mother is one of the coldest women I've ever known.
Come on, boy.
Shirley Strawberry is one of the coldest women I've ever known. Carla Farrell is one of the coldest women I've ever known. You must not know women.
Thank you.
You must not know women. Man, you give a woman anything to give you more back in return. You stupid fool.
I love it, dude.
The hell is wrong with you? Mm-hmm. You give women groceries, they give you a meal. Huh? You give money, they take care of a house. That's why you ain't with nobody.
Mm.
That's what your same problem is, man. Man, you need to go find something else to do with you, man. I ain't got time for that. I'm about to find you and whoop your ass. I'll mess around and do.
I don't care for him.
For women.
I don't care for
him.
No,
this dude here.
Yeah.
No.
All right, listen. We'll be back with part two of this letter. The subject, you're not as fine as you think you are, and neither are you. How about that? All right. We'll recap the letter when we come back. The subject, you're not as fine as you think you are. This man wrote in, okay? He notices that there are a lot of women now that think they got it going on and don't mind bragging on how fine they are. He's saying there's nothing that turns him off more than a woman who thinks she's God's gift to the world. Well, you know, there's a whole lot of stuff going on in the world. This is what concerns you, sir? And then he tries to make friends with us by saying, you know who I'm talking about, the ones that walk around like their ish doesn't stink. He's saying he was married to a gorgeous sister. The best thing about her was the fact that she wasn't stuck on herself, and she always had a great attitude. Key word in that sentence is was, okay? You were married to her. And then he's trying to tell women about themselves, saying that women don't realize that looks will fade, and in the long run, it's a great personality and brains that will matter. We know that. We know that we're never going to be as fine as we were in our 20s. And, you know, we know that. We get it. Our mothers teach us that, okay? So you don't have to tell us that. You're being very judgmental here. He's saying since being single, he's had trouble meeting a good woman that has something to bring to the table besides looks. Then he talks about himself. He says he's well-traveled, he speaks two languages, and he has a great job. Okay, so now you're bragging about yourself. So do you like bragging or you don't like bragging?
Right.
You're confusing, all right? He's saying that women only want to talk about social media and current movies now. All right, you know, keep it light on the first couple of dates. Okay, you want to talk about politics. We can't escape politics.
Everybody don't care about politics.
And everybody doesn't have to talk about politics. Everybody's not into it, okay? he wants to talk about the finer things in life, he says. So he's asking, is it wrong to think that women should bring a little more to the table besides looks and a great body? I mean, come on. Can you please help me out here? Yeah, stop being so judgmental. All right, nephew, what you got?
You are stupid every day. Even I know better, and I come from stupid. I come from stupid.
Yeah.
But I know this is just beyond right here.
Yeah.
You have lost your mind. You don't know what you. Listen, let me tell you something. You speak two languages, and we still don't want to hear you.
You got two languages.
I don't want to hear now one of them that you talking.
I like it.
Ain't nobody finna sit and be and get with you about you putting some sisters or some ladies down. If you lost your mind,
no.
I want to hear everything a woman want to talk about. If it's movies. My wife rolled in. She talked about Cardi B.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk about Atlanta Housewives. We're going to talk about Kim Kardashian.
Yeah.
Guess what, though? We're going to talk about Trump. But guess what? Don't nobody want to talk about Trump all damn day?
No.
You don't talk about politics. Don't nobody want to talk about all that all day. It's depressing.
Yes.
What bothers me is that you're trying to judge some sisters that want to compliment themselves. They want to talk about how fly they look. That's nothing wrong with that. That's nothing but confidence. That's all
that
is.
That's all it is. That's all it is.
That's all a sister doing. She's showing you the confidence she has within herself. Nothing wrong with that, brother. You need to regroup and check yourself.
That's right.
Now, I don't know what happened in your marriage. I don't know, you know, if she passed away.
He would have said that.
She left.
Okay.
She left too.
Yeah, they divorced.
She left too. Mm-hmm. All right. So you need to check yourself and find out why people are leaving you.
He says men are idiots. He said that in the letter.
So women, he don't respect me and Junior either.
No, he said men are idiots who lie to women to get what they want from them. He says, but not me.
Okay. Oh, your ass is in the group, too.
Well, no. Here's the problem. That's why you're by yourself. You need to get the line then. Yeah. You need to get the line.
Yeah. And you think you know women better than women know women? Come on.
Man, come on, man.
Stop.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Nah, he's stupid. Whatever women want to talk about, I'm dead sure interested in.
But he's a contradiction, though.
But I have seen brothers like this a thousand times, and every last one of them are by themselves.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. I think he's intimidated by a beautiful woman. I think that's what it comes down to. He's intimidated. He doesn't like a woman to brag about her looks, but here he is. I can't read this sentence enough. I'm well-traveled, speak two languages, and I have a great job. What is that?
But you didn't say your ass was fine.
He did not. He did not.
But if you well travel,
going back to this.
If you well travels, do us a favor. Fly your ass up out of here. Get on up out of here.
Read the line again, Shirley.
It says, "I'm well traveled. Speak two languages, and I have a great job."
But your ass is up. Just want to keep going back to
and
that.
And by yourself.
And by yourself.
Yeah. He talks about women. Their conversational skills are low. All they want to talk about. Yeah. I mean, and then
he
says, these women are like a Ferrari with no engine, useless. That's the line.
Yet your ass is ugly.
Yeah.
And he ain't got no Ferrari.
But how dare you call women useless? Come on. Come on now, check yourself. Yeah,
you need to check yourself, brother.
He really does.
Because ladies are the backbone of this nation, and you need to know that.
Yeah. He can't just have a fine woman to show off. He needs one that enjoys good conversation and the finer things in life.
But the problem is, your ass ugly. you can't get one.
And you're not a finer thing in life.
No.
Know that about yourself, young man.
Yeah. And then he's going to try to be our friends. That other line that I threw out there again. You know who I'm talking about. Well, there's nothing that turns me off more than a woman that thinks she's God's gift to the world. You know who I'm talking about. Like, he's friends with us. You know who I'm talking about. The ones that walk around like their ish doesn't stink.
You ain't with us. Let's get that understood. You ain't with us.
But what we do know.
What?
Your ass is a... I need to reinstate this.
All right, guys. Look, we got to get out of here. Email us or Instagram us your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM, or check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.